Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Your station for the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
Chip Patterson going to be joining us in a matter of minutes. Talk about the college football playoffs from CBSSports.com. Stick around for that. But it's news from the nest. Alohi Gilman, who yesterday was named as the AFC Defensive Player of the Week. Remember, came over in the Chargers deal with Adape Owe, a deal that's helped both teams, quite frankly. And we saw it up close and personal on Sunday. But here's Gilman talking about the Ravens and what they have done to help him fit in nicely and be an asset to the team.
I think for me, I was a six-round pick, the Chargers 6 years ago. You kind of always go through a narrative coming into the league and kind of only a special teams player, not this, not that, you know. But for me, I've always found a way to be versatile, meaning I could play, playing deep, playing in the box, covering people. And for me, I think they've allowed me to be here and just be the best version of me. So putting me closest positions to control the back end and just help make as much plays as I can. You know? So I think shout out to, the Ravens, and I've really appreciated them for just having faith and trust in me and not having to restart again.
Positional versatility, is what he's got. And the thing that you gotta like, he's really smart, typical Notre Dame kid. Really smart kid and good instincts football wise and a good tackler. And like he said, he can play deep, he's got ball skills going deep. And he can play up in the box. So, it enables them to do a lot of, kind of like what Darius Washington was doing for them last year.
His tackling was somewhat suspect at times for the Ravens, though.
It was pretty good this last game.
But I'm saying at times we talked about him.
Tackles.
There you go.
Yeah. But, talking about the present.
Yeah, he's doing... okay. All right, team. Speaking of the present's do-or-die circumstance, got to win out, get to where they got to go, and they understand that, right, Alohi?
I think the sense of urgency is different, obviously. It's kind of a do-or-die trying kind of situation. So for us, we're just trying to be all in as if this is the game, this is the last game of the season. And, when your back's against the wall, that's kind of where you play your best ball, I think.
They did last week. They're down to where you got to win or almost you're basically done. So their backs are against the wall, and they put their backs against the wall, when you start out 1-5. So they're responding okay. They're doing kind of what they got to do. It's not like they could have gone and ran away with it, but they didn't. They are a 500 ball club right now. You know, so are they a great team? No.
They're actually lucky to be in this situation.
No
After
doubt.
1-5, then you win 5 in a row, put yourself in a position where you control your own destiny, and then lose 2 games in a row at home. So they've been living the up and down lifestyle so far.
Oh, they've been living the lifestyle of an average football team is what they've been doing, I think.
Now, Patriots, as we've talked about, they've got the ability to make big plays, and Alohi, how do the Ravens prevent these big play attacks from happening in the passing game with a guy with a big arm?
Yeah, it's definitely a priority. Anytime a team like that can be that explosive, it's, you know, something that we have to keep an eye out for. Well, that's in any game, but specifically with them, they've been able to execute on those on a higher level than other teams. So for us, just being tied in all together and on those looks and take away some of those things, and I think if we can do that, we'll be in a good spot.
They just can't have any mental busts in the back end, you know, and they've got to play an exceptional game in the secondary. And I'm sure they're going to have a safety deep, you know, trying to prevent them from throwing deep like they did this past week. So, you know, and none of their, they don't have a, you know, Justin Jefferson or anybody, DK Metcalf. They don't have that guy, you know. So I think the Ravens' corners match up very well with their receivers.
News from the NASPD at Haiti, 105.7 The Fan. Gilman talks about Drake May, MVP-level guy, his improved play from his rookie season a year two.
Yeah, I think with May, he's just really calm. You could tell he's gotten really comfortable back there, makes good decisions, isn't in a hurry to make splash plays when he doesn't need to. He just makes the right reads, and I think that's the biggest thing that you can see. So he's playing really well, and you know, a lot of respect for him.
I think that Gilman kind of said it right. He is very comfortable back there. He doesn't panic, you know. He just looks calm, cool, collective back there. And, you know, he does take a lot of sacks like we've talked about, you know, where, you know, he tries to, you know, not turn the ball over.
We talked to Chad Graff yesterday from The Athletic, and he mentioned that very fact, that he doesn't get rattled.
Yeah.
Back in the pocket, and you know, can extend plays, and we'll see. The Ravens defense, they have their hands full with a guy that in the final 3 weeks could maybe get himself over the Matt Staffords and Josh Allens of the world in regards to the MVP of 2025. And if New England wins, as we've talked about all week, they clinch a playoff spot. When we come back, Chip Patterson, CBSSports.com, talking about the college football playoffs coming up this weekend. 4 games. We'll preview those. Also talk about everything else going on in the college football landscape, like who's Michigan's next coach going to be. Count some dough at the bottom of the hour, buy or sell. And then coming up at 1 o'clock, it's NFL lunch. Vinny's film breakdown of the Patriots defense, who blew a 21-point lead last week against the Bills. And Mike Harmon, talk real and fantasy football with him. Fox Sports and the fact that the Bears in Indiana? Come on, man.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. this is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
In about an hour and a half or so, or 45 minutes, but joining us now, college football playoffs are upon us. I don't know how much of the bowl cycle you've been watching so far. I watched the end of the Old Dominion game, first half of the Delaware game, and bits and pieces in between, but he's with CBSSports.com. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. He's our friend and yours, Chip Patterson. Chip, what's up?
Hey, how's it going? Good to be back with y'all.
And appreciate the time. Before we get to the gist of it, which is the playoffs, which start tomorrow, a lot of hubbub about Notre Dame not being in, and they took their ball and went home when it was all said and done. So as the field has been set, we're a week plus past that. What was your initial thoughts, Chip Patterson, on the field of 12?
The field of 12, separate from Notre Dame's response? I mean, here's the thing. If the field of 12 was given to us in a bracket form on Sunday, December 7th, at the conclusion of all the conference championship games, after the the season had played out and we'd been following the AP Top 25 poll and we had been following the coaches' poll, if the College Football Playoff Selection Committee did not exist, Notre Dame would be a snub. Notre Dame would be a snub, though probably grouped in with Texas as a snub, grouped in with Vanderbilt as a snub, grouped in with BYU as a snub. And Notre Dame would be the leading snub, but I do not think that it would come with the kind of vitriol and the kind of response, both from Notre Dame and college football fans, if not for the way that it played out, where from the very jump, Notre Dame was given pre-credit for wins that it would later achieve, and Miami was being over-penalized based on the way that things had gone. Because why is it that they were so far apart when the selection committee released their initial rankings and then slowly but surely got closer together, so that a BYU loss now all of a sudden meant that you had to take head-to-head into consideration? I just think that the process and the way that it was unfolded and the way that it was explained on a week-to-week basis really contributed to turning up the volume and turning up the temperature on what is otherwise a routine practice, right? Because you all, are, unlike some college football markets, very dialed into the college basketball process and the way that this goes. And every single year, we are going to have snubs, and we are going to have athletic directors that are mad, and we are going to have West Virginia governors that try to file lawsuits against this election committee. Like, we are used to some response and some performative action taken in the wake of this. But I just think the fact that, A, obviously the fact that it's Notre Dame, but then B, also the fact that for weeks, and I mean weeks, they were told, you're in the field, they played zero games, they took zero additional losses, they beat everybody by double digits, and then all of a sudden they were bumped out because of a week one result. I just think that the inconsistencies really showcased some of the flaws and the way that this has backfired for the college football playoff.
All right, Chip, let's bring it to the field then. We don't want to talk about things that we cannot control, but on the field you could. You got Bama against Oklahoma coming up tomorrow night, then three games on Saturday, Miami, A&M, Tulane, Ole Miss, JMU against Oregon. If there's an upset of the, NCAA tournament first or second round level, and you know where I'm going with this, JMU or Tulane, what's the most likely scenario if there is one? And what do you think about Miami at Texas A&M and that Bama look to exact a revenge on Oklahoma here?
I think Tulane beating Ole Miss would be the game that I would circle between Tulane and James Madison. James Madison going 2,800 miles across the country, Autzen Stadium being one of the toughest environments to play in, and Oregon, for my money, just being a team that I think is on a different tier than where Ole Miss is at. And that's just like, that's not even taking the intangibles. I just think Oregon operates at a different level. They're built differently. They've been more consistent. They played, honestly, tougher opponents than Ole Miss has. Now, the Ole Miss side falls under a catchphrase I've used many times before, which is, wouldn't it be hilarious? Because the idea that Ole Miss might be able to replicate the 45-10 victory that it had against Tulane without Lane Kiffin and with all the chaos and drama and soap opera that happened around Oxford leading to his departure. Yeah, like I think that that's the one that I would look at a little bit sideways where I'm like, huh, I wonder if Ole Miss plays down, like what is the fabric of this team? Now, Tulane played horribly when they played the first time. The Ole Miss scored on their first five possessions. Tulane only got a field goal in the first half. I mean, Ole Miss didn't even punt until the third quarter in that first game. So you can't have that kind of poor start. But if it gets a little deep into the game, do you get some tight butts? Do things get a little nervy? And what I do think is going to be a pretty great atmosphere. So if you're asking me to call for a crazy upset, I'd give Tulane a slightly better chance of getting it done than James Madison. And then in the other games, I think Miami-Texas A&M might be the best game from a viewership, not viewership, like, because I don't care about TV ratings, but a viewing experience perspective. Both of those teams are built up really well along the offensive and defensive lines. Both those teams have quarterbacks that can be outstanding and also turn the ball over. So, again, entertainment value, right? You don't know if Carson Beck's going to throw four touchdowns or four interceptions, and the same can be said for Texas A&M's Marcel Reed. You've got game breakers like Malachi Toney and KC Concepcion. My pick is Miami in that one to be able to go into Kyle Field and pull off the upset. But truly, that's a game where I think it is just two good teams that can put together a very good game. And then Alabama-Oklahoma might be the opposite. Alabama hasn't played a good football game in 2 months. And Oklahoma's offense is borderline unwatchable at times. Now, I would say that it's the anxiety bowl for two proud blue blood programs, because neither one, Alabama nor Oklahoma, wants to be the first team eliminated on a Friday night from the college football playoff. But I also think that in the back of their minds, both Alabama and Oklahoma fans, you don't really think you can win at all. They are flawed, imperfect teams, and that's what you get with college football playoff expansion. Flawed, imperfect teams that probably don't have a shot of winning at all kicking off the action.
All right, Chip, of the teams that are playing this weekend, does any of them make a run in the playoffs?
The only team I would back would be Oregon. And I would only do that if I knew they were getting their wide receivers back, at a minimum, DeCorian Moore and Gary Bryant Jr., but then also sort of the murmurs that Evan Stewart, who was injured this summer and has not played yet, but is just an absolutely dynamic player. If you get Evan Stewart and DeCorian Moore and Gary Bryant Jr. back, well, then you probably have a good chance not only to win it all, but you get to really see the full ability of their quarterback, Dante Moore, who I think near the end of the season, I mean, they were running the ball 42, 45 times a game because they just had so many wide receiver injuries, and they were doing it effectively, right? I mean, double-digit win against USC, double-digit win against Washington to close out the year. The Oregon team was 11-1, and the only loss was to Indiana. Yeah, that is the team. And really, I don't think there's anybody outside of the top five that can win it all, but I do think Oregon is the one team that barely makes that cut if they get their wide receivers back.
Hey, Chip, who gets the Michigan job, and what coaching hire was your favorite?
I have no clue who gets the Michigan job. I'm coming around on the idea that who gets the Michigan job the way that you're asking the question might not happen till 2027. That with everything that's going on, I wonder if they do just have Biff Poggi be the caretaker of the program. The problem is that would be punting on a year of eligibility for Bryce Underwood. I don't know how Bryce would feel about that. I don't know how Michigan would feel about that. But as you have a wide-ranging athletic department investigation going on, and as players are asking out of their national letter of intent, and the roster already needed a good bit of work and retooling, I wonder if, you know, like if Kenny Dillingham is looking around and he's like, look, I might have to wander through the wilderness for a year or two, but it's Michigan and I'm at Arizona State, then yeah, maybe that does end up happening. But I think Kenny Dillingham could also pass on this opportunity and just continue to get power conference opportunities down the line. But those big, you know, home run heavy hitter hires, like from, you know, the Kalen DeBoers and, you know, the Jed Fish, I think that they might be looking at that situation in Ann Arbor and thinking to themselves, I don't know if I want to go step into that volatile hornet's nest that they've got going on. Wait till they clean everything up, then we'll see what happens. So I'm coming around on the idea that Biff could end up being their coach for 2026, and then a more full-time hire is made for 2027. But we'll see. Again, Dillingham's the one everyone's got their eyes on, and he might, in fact, decide that, yeah, that's something that he'd be interested in. But I would understand if he wants to stay put and let Michigan clean itself up. They are walking into the job market with about as low as their stock price has been over the last 5 years, because their stock price was obviously at the top of the game because Jim Harbaugh got them to the top of the game. And I think with everything that's going on right there, it is not as attractive as it could have been.
Chip Patterson, CBSSports.com. What's happening on the website and beyond with the podcast as we get ready for the playoffs this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, we just did our best bets for the college football playoff, and then we'll be having two late night reaction shows. So at the conclusion of Alabama, Oklahoma, we'll be live on youtube.com/cover3 talking about that game, and then previewing the quarterfinal in the Rose Bowl, which will feature the winner of Alabama, Oklahoma against Indiana. Then on Saturday night at the end of Oregon, James Madison, we will be live on youtube.com/cover3 recapping all three of those games on Saturday, as well as early previews of the quarterfinal matches they set up.
Chip Patterson, CBSSports.com. Chip, always appreciate the time. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you and the family. We'll check up with you as the playoffs progress here.
Sounds good. Y'all
Thanks,
be well.
Thanks, Chip. There's Chip Patterson, everybody. We'll come back, count some dough, late week style, buy or sell. Get back to your phone calls. Support that 583-1057. NFL Lunch coming up 1 o'clock. Going to hear from the Patriots a little bit. Head of their matchup Sunday night against the Ravens. Vinny's film breakdown of the Patriots defense, who blew a big lead at home with a chance to win the East this past Sunday against Buffalo. And Mike Harmon talk real in fantasy football with him, because for fantasy football, I believe we're already in the playoffs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or selling?
I'm not going to buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Brought to you by Window Nation. Right now, get 50% off all window styles from Window Nation. Plus, get 0% interest for 5 years. Don't miss out. This offer ends soon, so schedule your quote right now at windownation.com.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Here are the starter requests Thursday. Pick a song, we'll play it. Send a request, plus for text line at 410-583-1057. Tons going on in the world of sports as we're a week away from Christmas. Epic game tonight, at least on paper, in the NFC West. Rams at Seattle. No Devontae Adams. We'll do our picks for that one next hour, and we'll talk about it later on this hour, or actually 1 o'clock, when we get to NFL lunch. Got the bowl cycle happening. Of course, we got tomorrow, Jake Paul against Anthony Joshua on Netflix, and everything else in between. College football playoffs, we just talked about that with our buddy Chip Patterson, and maybe Nolan and I get our wish, the Orioles will get a couple of starting pitchers under that Christmas tree before Christmas. I expect maybe after the holidays, but you never know, they're going to get them. I'm confident in that, but let's count our own money. Screw what everybody else makes. Where's our cash? By herself.
All right, the Dow is up 74. The S&P's up 54. NASDAQ is up 333. DraftKings is up 32 cents. Under Armour's up 19 cents.
Hey.
$2.33.
All right. Yeah. I get some shoestrings out of that. Yeah. Let's go.
We'll start things today in the NFL, where the Comeback Player of the Year Award, well, it's led to some strange outcomes in recent years, but something even weirder may be brewing here soon. The odds, as of now, pretty heavily favor Christian McCaffrey and his return from yet another major injury. But second in the odds right now, all of a sudden, is Phillip Rivers. That's right. What? Just one start, a mediocre at best one at that, is all it took to give him a better shot at the award, according to Vegas, better shot than Dak Prescott and Trevor Lawrence, two other guys who have bounced back from injuries to have pretty solid seasons. Buy or sell, Vinny, Rivers should not be in consideration for the award.
I'll buy that. I'll buy it. You know, I mean, he shouldn't be under consideration for any award. You know, he hadn't played enough to be under any consideration.
That might top a couple years ago where Flacco beat DeMar Hamlin.
But what's comeback mean? Now, you coming back from injury, got it. But coming back from sucking, I mean, are you really coming back from anything? You didn't suck this year, so you're the comeback player of the year. I think there has to be some sort of a circumstance that leads to a comeback other than just being better than you were. Like Danny Dimes. Well, hell, he was like an MVP dude early. Yeah. But if he would have won comeback player of the year, what was he coming back from? Getting cut by the Giants and riding a bench in Minnesota, you know what I mean?
I mean, if you're just going to limit it to just injured guys, then it becomes a little boring.
Sure.
You know, I mean, like Christian McCaffrey's probably going to win it anyway. Yeah. So maybe it's all a moot point and he's deserving. But I think in the case of Rivers, had he played closer to a full season and looked decent enough, I think coming out of retirement for 5 years to have a decent season, that would qualify. It's just he can't win it after 4 weeks of play, even if he played well.
Yeah.
I can't give it to a guy for just 4 weeks.
And they did lose, right?
Yeah.
At least Flacco helped the Browns get to the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they lost the game.
A little college basketball here. Non-conference scheduling has become stronger and stronger every passing year. From a fan perspective, it's great. More quality games between expected tournament teams. It's exactly what you need to get excited for the coming season. Well, Dan Hurley, as aggressive as anyone, if not more, when it comes to scheduling non-conference games. This year, they've already faced five top 25 teams and picked up wins in a majority of them. He says if it was up to him, he'd like to add even more because according to him, playing those money games or buy games, as he likes to call it, where you bring a smaller school in and They pay him to play you, but he says those make him even more nervous than a big matchup because I guess there's more to lose. He wants fewer conference games, as a matter of fact, if it means they can schedule more top-tier non-conference games. As it stands right now, the Big East, they play a 20-game conference schedule, just like the Big Ten and the ACC. But Bob, are you buying or selling that less conference games is a realistic trade-off for the future?
Man. You can build up your resume by playing these non-conference games and winning them. You know, Feast Week is usually where you can make your dough in regards to the RPIs and Ken Palms and all that stuff. There's a reason you're in a conference, though. I mean, and you don't necessarily play every team and you don't do the home and homes like you did back when the ACC was the ACC. But John Thompson, the late, great John Thompson, would play every team in Hawaii before Georgetown would get into Big East play and, you know, really hit the gauntlet of their schedule because the Big East was like a monster conference. And then Gonzaga, when they were in the Mountain West or whatever, West Coast Conference, few would load up with the big power schools before they got into conference play because outside of St. Mary's and maybe BYU, conference play didn't really do much for them. So I think there's that fine line that needs to be balanced. And obviously the networks would love every marquee matchup they could possibly get in that regard.
How about tonight's game? Huge implications, not only for the NFC West, but really the entire NFC playoff picture. As it stands right now, the Rams hold down that one seed, but Seattle has an identical record. The big difference here is their first meeting when the Rams won 21-19, a game where Sam Darnold turned it over four times. Now, all he had to say about that performance this week was, quote, "Not my best effort." Buy or sell, Vinny, Darnold will play a clean game tonight, no turnovers.
I'll sell that. I think he'll play better, but I think he'll have a pick or so. The Rams have kind of been his kryptonite with the Vikings and stuff, so I think he'll throw at least one.
And one last topic here for you, Bob. The Dolphins made that decision to bench Tua Tagovailoa yesterday in favor of rookie Quinn Ewers. Maybe a preview of what's to come in the offseason, as everyone expects big changes for Miami. Problem is, Tua's playing on a pretty massive contract extension that he just signed in the summer of 2024. It runs all the way through 28, and like most large contracts, it's hard to get out of. The team is on the hook for $57 million if he plays for them next season. Now, if they want to cut him or trade him, similar to what Denver did with Russell Wilson and his crazy contract a few years back, they'd have to eat $67.4 million next year and an additional $31.8 in 27. You might ask, well, who would want to trade for Tua Tagovailoa right now? But there's always a ton of QB needy teams. And as we've heard from a few people, the starter-ready prospects coming out of the draft, pretty slim pickings. Buy or sell, Bob, Miami will end up eating the financial hit just to start over in 26.
Biden 100%. I mean, he's demoted to third string. He's the emergency quarterback. It's going to be Ewers, and it's going to be Zach Wilson, and then Tua. When they move on from him, whether it's via trade or whatnot, he's not going to cold weather city.
No.
I mean, how many warm weather teams are there right now that need quarterbacks? Miami's kind of one of them. And he's played himself out of that role. Chris Greer, who gave him the extension, he got fired. What does this mean for Mike McDaniel? Is he covering his own ass by benching Tua here, who was bad Monday night against Pittsburgh?
The last-ditch effort.
I would imagine the players are probably about time.
I'm guessing Tyreek Hill might not be long for Miami either.
Yeah.
Oh, he's already teasing it on social media.
Yeah, so that looked like an ascending team that reached whatever its peak was, getting to the playoffs and losing in the first round on the road. And now they're going to have to do it all over again in a division that has Buffalo, and now New England's an ascending team.
Yeah.
But who knows what the hell the Jets are going to be moving forward. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back, take your phone calls, 410-583-1057. Can the Ravens win out Or as Cool C said, and yes, I'm still confused, if they get to that game against Pittsburgh with a championship on the line, who you betting your duckies on? Remember, Pittsburgh just won in Baltimore a couple of weeks ago. Got NFL lunch at 1 o'clock. Going to hear from the Patriots ahead of this matchup Sunday night. And then Vinny's film breakdown of the New England defense. And they had a lot of guys not practice yesterday defensively. So what the hell happened? They were up 21, then they wound up losing at home. Tonight, a game you can hear on 105.7 The Fan, Wildor picks in the 1 o'clock hour. Rams at Seattle. Seahawks 1.5-point favorites. No Devontae Adams for the L.A. Rams here, who's been a touchdown machine. Now, Puka Nacua made some news earlier in the week by saying that officials suck, basically, so they can get FaceTime on television. So that being said, since they're on TV Prime, and again, you can hear it on Westwood One on The Fan. How do you see the officials handling the laundry tonight when they were called out by a guy saying they only do the crappy officiating just to get attention? Who wouldn't want bad attention, by the way?
Yeah. He must be frustrated with some of the calls that have gone against him or his team, I'm guessing. Not a good look. You know, I mean, you're pissing off the guys that, you know, are going to be calling the game and stuff, because you're not calling out like an individual. You're calling out all of them, you know. So, I mean, that's, I'm sure he's going to get fined. But, I mean, just, I mean, Bob, if you were an official, what would you, like, screw that dude.
Really?
You know? Yeah.
It's like, I'm the reason that you're having a bad game or whatever. Yeah. And look, I got no problem. We've been saying it for years. I'll blast an official umpire slash whatever in a heartbeat if I think that they've impacted the outcome of a game, which they can. And I know the battle cry is, well, we don't want it to get to the point where the referee decides the game or the umpire. Well, circumstances take place, and there are where they do impact the outcome of game with a bad call, missed call, whatever it is, blown strike three. I mean, they do impact the game by not doing their jobs to the best of their ability. But for Puka Nacua, nah.
Yeah.
And especially, I mean, the timing, obviously, he knew the deal. We're going to be on national TV. Maybe he thinks if I call him out for sucking, maybe they'll keep those flags in their pockets tonight against Seattle.
Well, Bob, I'll give you an example. Maybe you saw it. You probably saw it on Red Zone. In the Buffalo-New England game, a huge call in the game was a PI call where New England intercepted it, and they called PI on New England, you know, and New England, or they called, yeah, PI on New England. Buffalo got the ball like on the 10-yard line, you know, and then they score a touchdown, which would have totally changed that game. You know, it looked like an extremely questionable call watching the film. I mean, because basically the dude's going back for the ball, intercepts it, and they called PI. So, yeah, it definitely, and we've seen it here. I mean, definitely affects games.
And pass interference may be the, in basketball, like the hardest call basketball used to be block or charge. And since they put that little half circle there in the paint, it's made it easier if you're outside the circle. It's, you know, it's a block or a charge rather. And if you're inside, you know, it is what it is. There's no foul and no harm. You're doing what you got to do. But pass interference is always, it's like a strike zone.
Yeah.
It's up for interpretation unless it's just an absolute mugging. And then the refs eat their whistles and all of this. And couple years back, they had a reviewable was the pass interference. And I think the Ravens had one against Tennessee where Marlon Humphrey, you know, went full on El Kabong on a receiver, went to the replay booth, and they didn't overturn the call.
Yeah.
And that lasted 1 year. So these judgment calls are ones that can really affect things here.
Yeah, I think NFL and MLB, Bob, probably have, those are the two that have the most judgment calls.
Well, the NBA, it's like, I don't even think traveling's a rule anymore.
No.
Like traveling. 3 seconds? Well, nobody stays in the paint. They're all banging threes. But traveling, go to YouTube if you want to see bad. It's WWE bad refereeing, watching like a guy pick the ball up, carry it like it's a plate of hors d'oeuvres and not dribble for three steps. And then referees just standing there staring and watching it unfold. We'll come back. Got NFL lunch, and we're going to hear from the Patriots. Vinny's full breakdown of their defense, New England's, that is, against Buffalo. And then Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, talking about real and fantasy football with him. His Chicago Bears exceeding expectations in a big, big way. That means Ben Johnson has to be considered for Coach of the Year, but there are a lot of guys worthy of that recognition.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.